The show is Live and Local. It's your connection to local music and more. And on our program today, we'll be talking with Professor William Kinderman, who is one of a number of participants in a program tonight called Beethoven's Star-Crossed Lovers. It's going to be in downtown Champaign to benefit the Downtown Champaign Chamber Music Festival to happen later in the spring. Otherwise, you might know that as the Docha Festival. And in the later portion of the show, we'll be talking with Joel Karachi, who leads a 12-tet, as he calls it, a jazz big band with a twist known as Lip Service. They're going to be playing at the Iron Post in Urbana Saturday night. So we'll look forward to that conversation with Joel. Stay with us here on Live and Local. That was the overture to Beethoven's opera Fidelio, as arranged by Wenzel Sedlak for what they used to call harmony, which simply meant a, kind of a standard group of wind instruments, in this case a couple of oboes, a couple of clarinets, a couple of horns, and a couple of bassoons, and a double bass, played by members of Consortium Classicum here on Live and Local on FM 90.9, and that Beethoven music meant to be an introduction to a conversation we're about to have about a topic called Beethoven's Star-Crossed Lovers, an event for the Docha Festival, or the Downtown Champaign Chamber Music Festival that'll be happening in April. But the special event tonight at 6 o'clock in downtown Champaign, and it'll feature the Pacifica Quartet as well as musicologist William Kinderman and some surprise guests who we will spill the beans on a little bit during the show today. But before we get to talking with Professor Kinderman and Sally Takata of the Docha Festival, I want to let listeners know that this is the first day of just a three-day mini drive that we're having here to shore up public support for your public radio stations. And this is our time to partner with a couple of local groups to provide some food for those who need it, in addition to providing funds for us here at Public Radio and for your benefit ultimately as well. Here to tell you a bit more about that is our major gifts director at WYLL at Illinois Public Media, Donda Beard. Thank you as always for joining us, Donda.
It's my pleasure. I really love both the idea of Live and Local on WYLL FM and being a connector to the arts community and to artists and musicians all over Central Illinois. And it feels really good that FM has made this commitment to the community. And we, in turn, feel really good about asking for your support as a listener to this service and as someone who values not just the music on WYLL FM, but I'm sure you value many arts and cultural organizations in Central Illinois. So we invite you to support all of that by calling 217-244-9455 and making a gift to this station. We're asking you to contribute an amount that you feel comfortable with, whether that is $52, a dollar a week, or whether it's $1,000 this year. And we ask for this because it really is listeners like you that is going to keep the great music and service to the arts community coming on WYLL-FM. So we ask you to call now, in fact. Call 217-244-9455. Or if you happen to be at home or at your office and can make a pledge online, that would be great. Our website is willpledge.org. And we have the added benefit from Common Ground Food Co-op during this mini three-day drive. They have agreed to contribute the cost of six meals to the Eastern Illinois Food Bank when you make a gift. You make it a gift at any amount. Common Ground Food Co-op will make possible six meals for the Eastern Illinois Food Bank. So you're doing some wonderful things for the arts community and for the hungry when you make a gift right now. Again, the number to call is 217-244-9455.
Or online, of course, at willpledge.org. Thank you very much, Donda. In addition to support from our listeners, we do have support today from Columbia Street Roastery, roasting coffee daily at 24 East Columbia in Champaign, also offering a variety of tea and chai, open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5:15 p.m., and Saturday mornings from 9 to noon. More information is available at 352-9713. The Dochaw Festival, or Downtown Chamber Music Festival, Downtown Champaign Chamber Music Festival, got started last April, just a little less than a year ago, and they're going to do another one, the second annual, the first 3 days of April. And with us on the show today are Sally Takata, who is the executive director for the festival, pretty newly installed in that position, and also William Kinderman, who's a musicologist teaching at the University of Illinois, and who has a special interest, among many others, in the music of Beethoven, both as scholar and performer. And there's an event tonight to benefit the Dochaw Festival that has a lot to do with Beethoven and has a little bit to do with the upcoming national holiday for lovers, star-crossed or otherwise. And the event is called Beethoven's Star-Crossed Lovers. Sally and Bill, thanks very much for joining us on the show.
Great to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Sally, maybe a little introduction beyond what I just gave of the Dochaw Festival and this event.
Absolutely. Dochaw is a free chamber music festival for everyone in the community. One of our ideas behind the festival is that we're committed to the idea that chamber music can and should be enjoyed by everyone. And to do that, we offer chamber music in fun and unexpected settings with a collaborative spirit. They're engaging and educational. It was founded by the Pacifica Quartet violist Masumi Rostad, along with his colleagues at the School of Music at the University of Illinois, in a very sort of collaborative effort. They wanted to represent the first generation of chamber music performers in the 21st century, and to do that, really perform chamber music in unexpected venues to bring new audiences to the genre.
Which is to say that these performers are all relatively young, if they're going to be 21st century performers, mm-hmm. and first generation at that. Is that what is meant by the first generation of chamber music performers?
Well, not that they were born in the 21st century, but that they are living in the 21st century and are actively performing. And so their goal is to present chamber music in venues that maybe we should explore more often. We feel that in our generation, people have many things competing for their attention and for their entertainment, whether that's a free Facebook account or hours of entertainment on YouTube where you can download just about anything. But there's also a really important place in everyone's entertainment and time for live chamber music, which can be really powerful and really engaging. And we want to share that with everyone. And we realize that for people to make that first step into exposure with chamber music, they may need a free sample of it, and that's what Dochaw can offer. And hopefully after experiencing a live chamber music performance, they will feel that it's worthy of further attention and time.
Something that they might actually pay for at some point.
Yes, exactly.
And of course, one of the advantages of chamber music is that because it's small ensembles, by definition, you can sort of move it around pretty easily. It's a lot more compact than, say, an orchestra or a choir or a big band or something like that. This event tonight from 6 to 8 at the Indigo Artist Co-op in downtown Champaign, which is itself a pretty new venture, is called Beethoven Star-Crossed Lovers. It's going to feature the Pacifica Quartet, which, of course, you know, as you've already mentioned, and Professor Kinderman, who's with us, and then some surprise guests. What does the title mean? And I guess we should probably ask this of you, Bill.
Beethoven Star-Crossed Lovers, Passion in Music and Imagery. There'll be some surprises, but let me let at least one cat out of the bag. As we enter mid-February, in the middle of a cold snap, with our period of daylight still curtailed, it's an especially suitable time to celebrate intimate partners, to think of love. And of course, Valentine's Day is coming up soon. The theme here, passion and music and imagery, specifically focuses on two of the great artists in the Western tradition, Shakespeare and Beethoven. And the Pacifica Quartet will be playing the slow movement and later the finale of Beethoven's F major quartet, Opus 18, number 1, from 1798, from around the time when Beethoven himself was facing some adversity and obstacles. Namely, he was realizing he was losing his hearing. And so in that context, he dug in and he was fascinated by Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. And his thoughts are documented in his sketchbooks from that period, where he made notations for this great slow movement in D minor and its companion movement from a piano sonata, Opus 10, number 3, from the same period. And we know that he was thinking of the tomb scene at the end of Shakespeare's play in writing this music. Moreover, we know that some of the striking pauses in both of these movements, the one that the Pacifica Quartet will be playing tonight and the matching Largo e Mesto movement from the Beethoven Piano Sonata Opus 10, number 3, that those pauses are associated with death.
You know, this is information that I didn't know. I never knew that Beethoven had any kind of fascination with Shakespeare. You'd think that if he did, you know, he might have written some specifically Shakespearean pieces. Of course, he only wrote one opera, and that's not Shakespearean. But Beethoven himself had sort of a star-crossed love life. Actually, maybe not even so crossed. It was just abysmal. Not very successful in his love life. Does that figure at all, do you think, in his interest or obsession with Romeo and Juliet?
Perhaps it does in a way. The passage that he copied out in his sketchbooks, they're all in French. His French was much better than his English. And one of the phrases that's most striking is he writes, "the last sighs," referring to that scene, which actually will be enacted by some actors tonight at the event, the scene where Romeo and Juliet through poison, meet their end. However, their love endures beyond the earthly end. The message seems to be that love enables us to overcome adversity and challenges and leads to the renewal of life. And when we think of the tradition even after Beethoven, for example, Wagner's Tristan and Isolde, there too is a pair of star-crossed lovers who cannot realize their love in the outer ordinary realm of day, but there's a kind of transfigured end, so that the tragedy seems to be overcome at the end of the opera, and some kind of enduring monument to love. Beethoven, too, felt this conviction, and in his opera Fidelio, the heroine, Leonora, fulfills something of that role. When Florestan is imprisoned in the dungeon close to death, what sustains him and keeps him alive is his delirious vision of Leonora as the embodiment of the distant beloved, but also the angel of freedom, who will bring renewal to life to him and to the other political prisoners.
Well, and you actually used the term distant beloved, which is a term that Beethoven himself used both in letter and
in his song cycle.
In a song
too.
Cycle.
Yeah. Opus 98.
In reference to his own distant beloved, yeah. who people have taken great pains to try to identify.
And it's very possible that the distant beloved in this case, or the immortal beloved, as it's often translated, was a married woman named Antonia Brentano, who was in close contact with Beethoven up to the time he wrote the letter in 1812, then moved to Frankfurt to be with her businessman husband. And if that reading is correct, it seems that she was willing to take all the risks and consequences of breaking her marriage to be with Beethoven, but he actually put the brakes on it. The problem for Beethoven in part was he idealized the idea of the female partner sufficiently that it was hard for him to actually realize a lasting relationship in real life.
So nobody quite lived up to the ideal
enough. I think that's part of it.
Yeah. Well, let's hear some of the movement you referred to from the string quartet, his very first string quartet, Opus 18, number 1. It's the second movement, the slow movement. It's a marked adagio, which means very slow, affettuoso with affection, and appassionato with passion, which seems a wonderful way to entitle a movement like this. That's the Cleveland Quartet in this performance. And you can hear the complete quartet tonight, performed by the Pacifica Quartet at this event for the Downtown Champaign Chamber Music, or DOCHA Festival, with at the Indigo Artist Co-op in downtown Champaign, starting at 6 o'clock with Professor Kinderman as well. You're listening to Live and Local. That is about the first half, or nearly so, of the second movement of Beethoven's first string quartet, his Opus 18, number 1. And it is one that has this connection to Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, the star-crossed lovers of the title of tonight's program for the DOCHA Festival, the Downtown Champaign Chamber Music Festival in downtown Champaign tonight. Which is Beethoven's Star-Crossed Lovers, and it features the Pacifica Quartet, who are going to play that complete quartet of Beethoven, and Professor William Kinderman, who's going to, well, what are you going to do, Bill, to tonight's event?
I suppose in part I'm going to be moderating, and I'd say I'll make a few comments, too, about the importance of these themes for Beethoven more broadly. There is a companion piece, as I just mentioned, to this D minor movement for string quartet in the form of the Largo e Mesto movement of Opus 10, number 3, a movement that is tragic in character and that echoes then the tragic tomb scene in Romeo and Juliet, where the two protagonists depart from life. And that reminds us, actually, that that notion of a tragic reality surfaces in various other Beethovenian works. The end of this movement is a model, in a sense, for the end of the funeral march of Beethoven's Eroica Symphony movement, the slow movement of the Eroica. And there are other pieces in which the notion of the cessation of music, where the music starts to have holes in it, silences, that these represent death. A good example of that, confirmed in Beethoven's sketches, is near the end of the Egmont Overture, the spot where Count Egmont dies. But it's followed then by an ecstatic, deliriously enthusiastic coda in the major. And that reminds us that, again and again, art has the capacity of overcoming this tragic reality, and that's exactly what we'll be reminded of tonight with the second movement played by the Pacifica Quartet, the final movement of the F major quartet, which brings us back to life after the tragic D minor slow movement that they play first.
Well, and all these pieces you just mentioned are ultimately in major keys. So they begin in a very upbeat way, and they end in an especially upbeat way. The Eroica, extremely joyously, for example. So yeah, he always manages to get himself out of this, doesn't he?
Yes, that's right.
Somehow or another.
If you've been getting down in the dumps because of the cold and the darkness of the season or any other problems, you should definitely head for this event tonight in order to feel inspired.
And for that matter, maybe you're in the dumps about your relationship and you'll come out of it just in time for Valentine's Day.
Maybe you'll find your Valentine's tonight and can celebrate with your new partner on Monday.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, if you really make fast tracks with it, yeah. Sally Takata is with us. Why don't you give us an idea, Sally, of the event as a whole, and how does one get tickets for it?
This event is meant to be a mini representation of what one can expect to experience at the April Festival. So in addition to featuring Dr. Kinderman and the Pacifica Quartet, where they'll combine engaging educational discussion with live chamber music, will feature many collaborators who are contributing their time to this event. So in addition to Indigo Artist Co-op opening their space to us, we have Laura Romero, who's a portrait photographer and artist, and she's actually designing the gallery into a whole set, really, that's romantic and whimsical. So you can experience her art at the gallery at the same time. And we have two chefs who are contributing their talents and time as well. Lindsay Spoden from Silver Creek Restaurant. She's the pastry chef there and a cake decorator. So there'll be desserts from her and hors d'oeuvres from Scott Shell, who's the chef of Radio Maria. And Corkscrew is our beverage sponsor, and they'll be providing sparkling wine and red wine, and they'll be on hand to tell guests more about the wines that they're serving. Again, it's one thing about Docha is that it's collaborative in nature, and we love to work with partners in the community.
And to get tickets?
To get tickets, they can go online to our website, docha.org, or they can call 773-217-0022. We have just a few tickets left, so they should contact us right away. And the event starts at 6 o'clock tonight.
And Docha is spelled, as you might expect, D-O-C-H-A, docha.org. Thanks to Sally and Professor Kinderman for joining us on the show today.
Great to be here.
Thank you so much.
We have a segment coming up with Joel Karachi of the band Lip Service. It's a jazz 12-tet. We'll be hearing from Joel and from the group. But here first is some of that other romantic, somewhat tragic sonata movement from Beethoven's third. It's his third piano sonata.
No, it's...
Is there a previous...
Yes, he wrote 3 in Opus 2 and then Opus 7. And
that's
then
right.
This is Opus 10, number 3.
So it's his 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
7.
Seventh
seven.
Quartet. It's a sonata yeah. Played here by Vladimir Ashkenazy on Live and Local. And that is not the right movement. I'm reminded that I actually wrote a paper on this for a musicology class. Who knows how many years ago? Might have even been in undergrad school. Here we go. This should be the correct movement if my peripheral vision is working okay. That's a portion of the second movement. Pretty star-crossed, I'd say, as far as the lovers represented by Beethoven in his Opus 10, number 3 piano sonata, played here by Vladimir Ashkenazy on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Coming up, a conversation with Joel Karachi, who leads a group called Lip Service, a jazz 12-tet, which is going to be at the Iron Post in Urbana Saturday night at 9 o'clock. We have support today on our show from The Music Shop, celebrating 50 years of service to music education. The Music Shop serves over 200 school music programs with band and orchestra instruments, a large sheet music department, and thousands of accessories at 27 East Market View Drive in Market View Plaza, Champaign, or at themusicshop.com. shop.com, and shop is spelled S-H-O-P-P-E. Live and Local, of course, is one of the many shows you can hear on Illinois Public Media, both on our AM and FM radio stations, and we, of course, we have television as well. We're all Illinois Public Media, and we have a few days here, today, tomorrow, and Saturday, to come to you in this mini drive and ask for your support for the stations, and I guess specifically at the moment, for your support for Live and Local. I've heard from many, many people who enjoy the show, and now we'd appreciate hearing from some of those people and others who enjoy it enough to, well, put your money where your mouth is, I guess. Donna Beard is with us. She's Major Gifts Director for WYLL, well, for all of the Illinois public media stations and our online presence. Thanks, Donna, for coming in. I know you just went out to check on pledge totals and whatnot. What can you tell us?
And I can tell you that this is day one of our three-day fundraising campaign this month, and we're asking you to be one of 300 people that participate during these 3 days. And I don't know exactly, Kevin, what the update is, but I can tell you that more than 70 friends of WYLL have already today phoned or made an online pledge to support one of the WYLL, one or more of the WYLL services. And really, it's support like that, support from people just like you, that makes this classical music service and this community music service, this community arts service on Live and Local possible. And we have another incentive for you. Not only do you get to keep this great service going, but you can help feed the hungry today. WYLL wants to thank Common Ground Food Co-op for joining us again this year as our partner during this February drive. They've actually increased their support and will donate the cost of 6 meals to the Eastern Illinois Food Bank for every pledge WYLL receives during this mini drive. So that's why we're hoping at least maybe even more than 300 community members, 300 people just like you, will take this opportunity to support WYLL and help fight hunger here in Central Illinois. To do both of those things, you can make a call now to area code 217-244-9455. And again, we're leaving the amount of your gift up to you. The Common Ground Food Co-op is going to make their gift regardless of the size of your gift. So whether you give a dollar a week, a dollar a day, whether you give it $1,000 level or above, that gift is going to occur. But it only was going to happen when you call 244-9455 or when you go online to make your gift to willpledge.org.
Thanks. Next up on our show, Joel Karachi, who leads his band called Lip Service, one of a couple of bands that he's still involved with, Joel. I should turn your microphone up. And this one is a jazz 12-tet, which means, I guess, there's 12 people in it?
That is correct.
Why 12, and why the particular makeup, which is not exactly your average big band combination of instruments?
Yeah, it's not really a big band at all, because I'm really not good at writing big band music, and I found no voice in that at all. So I kind of just thought of when I just graduated school to get, I needed to create a laboratory. And it just felt really natural to create something with a little bit different instrumentation, with some strings, some more woodwinds, a vibraphone, to kind of switch up the texture a little bit.
So I assume when you're talking about creating and writing that you write at least some of the music for the group?
Like 90% of it, actually.
And how long have you been doing that? Either just writing at all or writing for this group?
This group started like in very late 2009. And that's when I started writing for this group right as I was graduating. But I've been writing music for years and years now.
Always jazz?
No, you know, in high school it's like really bad, you know, lyrical pop songs. That stuff progresses as you get some more theory along the way.
Becomes more advanced, so to speak.
Yeah, and you get a little more honest with your material.
Now, what do you mean by that?
When I started out, you know, I'm searching for the stuff and it is honest in its search, but then, as you gain more knowledge about your field and you gain more sense about what music is made of, you're allowed to express yourself a little bit more honestly than just, you know, searching in the dark.
And imitating a lot.
Right.
Formally.
Yeah. It kind of just, once you have like your elements and you have your initial, after you get your, have your initial, you know, creativity and you gain the elements of knowledge, it helps express that more fully.
Were you, what was your major in college? Were you doing composition or were you doing jazz or both?
I actually started as a classical percussionist, and then my junior year I switched to jazz because I liked writing and I could write jazz and I cannot write modern classical music very well.
Did you take the theory and composition classes?
Yeah, as a jazz major, you had to take everything. You had to take the classical stuff and some jazz stuff.
And who were your composition professors?
I didn't really have any straight up I didn't have like a lesson, but I mean I had like classes with Reynold Tharfe and Eric Lund, who are some of the classical composition professors, and then also Jim Pugh who's a jazz trombone professor. He leads a composition class. But this stuff is like, I don't know, I always feel like that was like secondary to like what the, I mean, that was just kind of frosting on the cake. I've always been writing at the piano and always been playing.
So this is more giving you the background, giving you maybe some additional techniques, some additional theoretical knowledge that you can apply.
Yeah.
Well, as you said earlier, to make it more sophisticated.
Right, the impetus was self-driven.
Well, let's hear an example of Lip Service, which is the name of your band. I think I queued up track 2 here.
That would be White Knight.
White Knight. You want to give it an introduction or just...
You know, it's like one of those really typical winter nights in Illinois where the sky is just more white than dark and there's a nice little snow coming down. It has a little personal story with that.
Do you want to tell it or just keep that in the background?
I'll just go, just keep that with it.
Well, it actually sort of started out, I mean, I heard the beginning of it, it started out almost as though it picks up on this theme of star-crossed love that we were just talking about with Professor Kinnaman. So, but I didn't hear where it goes, so let's find out. It's Joel Carracci's 12-tet called Lip Service. They're going to be at the Iron Post in Urbana Saturday night at 9 o'clock. And this is Live and Local. Thank you. That's part of a composition by Joel Karachi called White Nights with Lip Service, as he calls it, a wacky jazz 12-tet with odd instrumentation, who are going to be giving what he also calls a massive concert at the Iron Post in Urbana this coming Saturday. I've been saying it starts at 9. Actually, the musical is scheduled to start about 9:30. It's a ridiculously cheap cover, given the number of pieces involved in this band. We've got various woodwinds in the guise of three different players, trumpet, flugelhorn, a couple of trombones, violin, cello, vibraphone, more woodwinds and piano, bass, drums, with Joel Karachi himself on the drums, and a special guest vocalist, Olivia Flanagan, on at least one piece. Do you want to talk about her at all, Joel?
Yeah, well, I never had a vocal piece for this group yet, but I made my first arrangement of actually another from a pop artist called Sufjan Stevens, who I think is a phenomenal arranger and composer. And arranged one of his tunes for this group, for this concert. And she's a really good vocalist from the area. She's in the jazz program here. Felt like a natural choice to choose her.
Are most of the players in the group students at the University of Illinois?
Yeah, all of them but me.
And you were until
I was pretty
recently.
Yeah, everyone's either like, you know, an undergrad or master's or doctoral student in the jazz program. Or the classical program, I guess.
And handpicked, right?
Yes.
To do the...
Definitely. It's I'm very good friends with all of them. It's very personal, the musical connections.
I meant to tell listeners that Donna Beard, who is with us on the show, also just told me that we've had a couple of pledges so far this hour for Live and Local during this hour winter mini drive. We are looking for lots of pledges of support from our local listeners, individuals who admire and appreciate and enjoy what we're doing. You can make your contribution by going online at willpledge.org or by phoning us at 217-244-2628. Do I have remembering the number right?
244-9455.
Oh, 9455. Yeah. What's 2628?
I don't know.
Oh, that's our studio number. Don't call that
one.
I won't pick it up because we're talking. 244-9455. I was concentrating on not giving my desk phone number, so I got the other one instead. Joel, why do you call this a massive concert? Is it just because there's lots of people, or is it going to be really long, or really loud, or what?
I don't know, I just like a lot of hyperbole in my promotional material.
Yeah.
There is an excessive amount of musicians per small stage on the end.
There's another hyperbolic word, excessive amount of musicians.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not excessive if you use them all.
That's right. I use them very nicely. And well, last time we played there, we had like 100 people packed in there. It was really neat. I'm hoping for something similar.
Have you had a good following so far?
Yeah, we had a tremendous response the last times we played, and I'm really excited about just to play again. This band is just getting better and better as it's been going on.
And presumably you're getting better, more fluent, more versatile as a composer.
Yeah, I always try to write some different stuff every time I go to the page.
Well, we'll sample another of your pieces here in just a moment. I want to tell listeners about some others of the many, many performances that are going on. I'm just going to see what I can skip through here. It's the African Company Presents Richard III being put on by the University of Illinois Department of Theater at the Krannert Center tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday, 7:30. Tango Buenos Aires is at the Krannert Center tonight at 7:30. Millikan University Opera Theater presents Mozart's Così fan tutte tonight and tomorrow and this Saturday at 7:30 in the Albert Taylor Theater in Decatur. It's a program called a Sudden Sound Concert with Douglas Ewart and Stephen Goldstein at the Krannert Art Museum in Champaign tonight beginning at 7 o'clock. A program called Love, Laughter, What? With the Tri-County Players at Tin Pan Alley in Paxton tonight at 7 o'clock. There's a Celtic program by a group called Skibbereen at J.P. Kelly's Pub in Springfield tonight at 7 o'clock. And Dave Luttrell plays acoustic music at The Creek in Chatham tonight at 8:30. Tomorrow night, it's the Eastern Illinois University Jazz Ensemble with the Jeff Hamilton Trio at the Dowden Fine Arts Center in Charleston. That's at 7:30 tomorrow. Married Alive is at the Little Theater on the Square in Sullivan. 8 o'clock performance on Friday and 2 o'clock and 8 o'clock on Saturday. There's a 2 o'clock matinee on Sunday. The Darden Purcell Jazz Combo is at the Iron Post in Urbana Friday night at 5 o'clock. And the Frank, not sure I'm going to say this right, Frank Trompetter Quintet with A.J. Good plays jazz at Marley's Pub in Springfield Friday night at 6 o'clock. And let's get in one more here. Tom Irwin is playing acoustic music at Walnut Street Winery in Rochester tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And lots, lots more going on. We have support for our show not only from our listeners, and thanks to all of you who have pledged so far today. We certainly invite many more. Support comes also from the Corkscrews Bouvon Wine Bar, 203 North Vine Urbana, with a full list of wines from around the world by the glass and by the bottle. Wine tastings held every Saturday from noon to 4. Information is at 217-337-7704 or on Facebook at Bouvon Wine Bar. This is Illinois Public Media, WYNL-FM, and HD1 and HD2 Urbana, with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville. We're a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. And with that in mind, please make your member pledge to WYNL. Go online at willpledge.org or phone us at area 217-244-9455, and we'll add your name to the list of supporters to whom we can say many thanks. I'll actually be sticking around and hosting classical music for the next couple of hours, so I'll have the chance to come back and ask you to pledge again, but we hope you'll do it now for Live and Local. And let's go out with another from the group called Lip Service with Joel Karachi, who's with us. And Joel, I've queued up track number 3. What is that going to bring for us?
That is called Probably So.
Because?
Well, that is what my day job is I work with behaviorally disordered children in an inclusive class in elementary school. And that is what you say to them when they're trying to get you in a power struggle.
Oh, really?
It really works on a lot of people, too.
Okay, well, let's see how this does on our listeners. Maybe we can get them to call in with that pledge or go online.
Probably so, okay.
217-244-9455. Thanks for joining us, Joel.
Thank you.